This is Dairy Radio Now. It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, we pick up from last month's segment on improving silage. You touched on forage preservation and how there are things we can and cannot control. And one of the things we can control are fermentation profiles and how we can glean some useful info from these profiles. Tell us more.
Yes, everybody understands the importance of fermentation, but I don't know if every farmer is looking at fermentation profiles. And that's, I think, an important thing. It's a test that can be run on the silages to evaluate how well the fermentation was completed. And then we can glean things from there and say, you know, if there were some stumbling blocks, what do we need to do better next year? If you ever ran a fermentation profile on a silage, we can kind of go over what some good results would be. So if you're making a, say, an alfalfa haylage, you want to see a pH that's around 4.5 or 4.7. And that's kind of in stark contrast to where if you're doing a corn silage, we want to see generally below a 4 or around a 4, 4.2 to 3.7, somewhere in there. When we come to talking about the acids, there's the two predominant ones are going to be your lactic acid and your acetic acid. And we can tell how well the fermentation went, not only by just looking at the pH, the lower the pH, the more complete the fermentation, but also looking at the amount of lactic and acetic acid. Now, again, back in your alfalfa haylage, we'd like to see somewhere between 2 to 4% lactic acid, whereas in our corn silage, we'd like to see somewhere between 4 and 7% lactic acid. On the acetic side, for our alfalfa haylage, we'd like to see somewhere between 1 and 2% lactic acid. And on the corn silage side, we'd like to see somewhere between 1 and 3% acetic acid. Now, the lactic acid is a stronger acid, and you can consider that kind of like your workhorse of the acid profile in your silage, and that's what really is responsible for dropping the pH. But you can also look at your lactic to acetic ratio, and we want to see somewhere between 2.5 to 5 for that. So somewhere between, you know, at least twice as much lactic as acetic, if not even more. And so you can run these tests and evaluate how your fermentation went based on the results of these tests. It's good information to look at. It's not going to change anything for that year's silage, but can provide some useful insight, provides a lot of on what went well and what are some areas of improvement for next year's silage. And one of the things we know that can really help a fermentation profile is the use of an inoculant. And there's a lot of different brands out there. Crystal Creek has a brand called Inoculoc, and it's a forage inoculant for forage preservation. So much effort goes into that last step, and if that fermentation goes well, we're off to the races, and if it doesn't go well, we're stuck with that for 12 months. And it's just the inoculant, to me, is just such a small piece of almost like insurance to help drive that fermentation in a positive direction.
Thanks for the visit today, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
What are some of the examples of state participation to develop an updated testing regime of milk for potential H5N1 contamination? We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
An expanded testing regime of bulk milk for the potential H5N1 virus recently announced by the Agriculture Department, starting with states with reported cases of the virus in dairy cattle, with the hope of expansion to all 50 states. Additional details about testing were provided by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in a visit to Iowa, including...
We will pay for the cost of sampling, pay for the testing and the shipping and all of the expenses associated with this. We're in the process of putting together the formal guidance as to how exactly this is going to work. To do that, we want to make sure we're working collaboratively with our state partners, the state veterinarians, the state ag commissioners and secretaries and directors, so that we get their input in terms of how best to craft this. But I think you're going to find that there's a genuine desire and interest to do this on the part of most folks, and to be able to hopefully begin the process of replicating what we have in Colorado.
He adds the updated testing regime should begin sometime this month. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The 2024 election is history, and we'll head to our nation's capital and visit with National Milk's Chris Galen on our Policy Thursday tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.